Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aganez moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Fane reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fane moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fane scores. Kell moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tom Herron now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth is walked intentionally. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling throws to home for one, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rivera scores. Groth moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Trucks moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Groth scores. Trucks moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to home to get Trucks. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Heron covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aganis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Tom Heron. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from White and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards first. Aganis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aganez strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fain takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kell strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brewer moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Groth reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-3 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Lepsio goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 White Sox. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Don Johnson now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aganez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from White and he is out, Lepsio applying the tag. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lepsio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.